She looked past his left shoulder and saw the car. Anka's car. Panic stabbed through her. She had spoken to Anka as the girl had gone out Saturday night to get a movie. Lost in thought, she hadn't paid any attention when Anka came home. She vaguely remembered hearing the kitchen door open. In her peripheral vision, she had been aware of a blonde walking through the hall and going up the stairs. That the blonde might have been Carl Dahl made her skin crawl. How long had he been in her home? What had he done there while she had been in the den, discovering the depravity to which her husband had lowered himself? Had he been upstairs when she had come up and fallen onto her bed without bothering to undress? Had he been in her room? Had he been in Lucy's room? For the briefest of seconds, the crime scene photo of the Haas foster children flashed through her head.
"Oh, me," Carl said shyly. "There ain't that much to know."
"Sure there is," Carrie said, her voice shaking. "Everybody has a story."
"I'd sure like to hear yours," he said. "Let's go inside. I have everything ready for you."
"What does that mean, Carl?"
He smiled a secretive smile, made sinister by the clownish makeup and the still bleeding gash in his face, which he seemed not to notice.
"You'll see, soon enough."
He started toward the building, pulling Carrie in tow. Everything in her told her not to go into the building with him. At least, if they were outside, someone might drive by, and she would have a chance to escape. The odds of that happening diminished with every step he dragged her.
"Can't we just stay out here for a while, Carl?" she asked. "I'm not feeling very well. Could I just have some fresh air for a while?"
It wasn't a lie. Even as she said it, she felt her stomach twist, and she dropped down onto her knees again and vomited in the weeds. Carl held onto her hand, like a lover would, to comfort her.
"You need to lie down, is what you need," he said gently, squatting down beside her. "You've just got yourself all stirred up."
"No, could we please just sit here for a minute? I'm very dizzy."
"That's from that person beating on you in that parking garage, isn't it?" he asked. "On account of me. I seen all about it on television this morning, and I read about it in the Star Tribune. I like a good newspaper. You get more of the story. I'm sorry for what that man done to you," he said. "I seen that story, and I knew right then you was my angel."
Carrie shivered as she sat back on her heels.